What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and they wrote that song just for this guy, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. He joins us now. Captain Ryan, how'd you do with the weather down there at the lodge? It was kind of north of you guys. You guys didn't really get a lot of even rain, did you?
It got really windy, but it wasn't that bad for rain. At home, we had about 6-7 inches. I mean, it rained at home. My golf course looked like water polo.
Well, the Ducks must have loved it.
Oh, when they get them puddles, they go all over them. I got 500 ducks in my yard every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The woman that started something, she can't hardly keep up with.
So how did all that wind affect the waters that you guys are fishing? Did it dirty it up? Is it clearing up now? And what do you expect to find
the boys? The boys fished the next day in that hard north wind, and they caught them good. Yesterday, they all limited out. So they're all pulling out the driveway right now. I got to drive in this morning. I'm waiting for some New Orleans folks to come in. I'm going to take out. I got a couple of youngins.
Yeah.
So we're going to go stretch some lines on some redfish.
Now, you know, I can't, as a journalist reporter, reveal my sources, but a very good source tells me that you may be dealing with some shrimp. Some dead shrimp
today. Yeah, I got to put some dead shrimp on. I got a 6-year-old and 11-year-old today.
Oh, yeah, you got to make some concessions for that, sure.
Yeah, Cody probably texted you that, or Ross, one of them.
I'm not saying who it was.
Oh, it's a big deal when I use a shrimp, I tell you.
Yeah, but, I know.
You get a 6-year-old and 11-year-old, you got to do what you got to do to make them catch fish.
Yeah, it's difficult for them to work lures. Yeah. So that'll be good. That'll be a good trip to have them kids.
I go from one extreme to the other. Tomorrow I fish with feathers, so I make up for it.
Oh, okay. Now explain what fishing with feathers mean, because some people think you're going to be wearing a chicken costume, but that's not.
No, I got to fly fish the next 2 days, so I'll go west and where the water's a little clearer and go sight fish redfish with a fly rod. That's always fun stuff.
Yes, it is. You guys got any snapper trips on the book since it's opening up Monday and y'all close to the action down there?
No, we really don't advertise that or do that. You know, if customers want to do it, when they hear it, they say, we want to go catch a snapper. Let's go. So,
yeah, well, I noticed one female captain that's pretty good at catching snapper.
Yeah, well, I got two female captains that's pretty good at it. So if they want to do that, it's all up to the customer, whatever the customer wants, you know. You know, the triple tail will be here, you know, getting thick shortly. And later in the summer, we'll get the cobias and the mangroves. And we can do it all, you know.
How's the catfishing been?
Specs and reds. Catfish? There's a lot of catfish in the pond, you know, this time of year.
You haven't been sight fishing anymore. I'll tell you, I'll never forget that sight fishing we did with that young boy, the hunt of a lifetime, fishing trip of a lifetime, that catfish working along the bank there.
Well, he was just like a redfish. He was a big boy, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. How'd he taste?
You know, you could do that a lot when the river's down and the water gets clear. You could see him, you know, a lot of places in Venice, a lot of the ponds, you could see those big cats. Sometimes they shoot them with bows. But if you got a little piece of cut bait to throw in front of them, they'll usually jump on it. You know, I got a lot of ponds down there that I usually fish that have them.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they tell me that.
There's no end to what they got here, huh?
Yeah, you know, one of the sidelines of fishing with you, too, is it's an eco-tour, you know. And they tell me the gators down there, they got some monsters down there. Like.
Oh, gosh, they got some dog eaters, that's for sure, buddy. Mm. You know, it's something that we have to watch for during duck season, but they're fun. You know, everybody wants to see it. But you know what the best part about the eco-tours here? There's 184 species of birds. I mean, if you're a bird watcher, you get on the boat, you're going to see so many birds, from eagles to roseates and every kind of heron and rail and shorebird, ducks. I mean, it's incredible.
You know, my friend Janice, you know, she turned me on to an app called Merlin. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, you got to have that down there. I bet you get some hits on that thing. You know, what that is for people not familiar with it, it's an app, and it actually, you turn it on and it records the sound of birds, and then it identifies immediately what species it is. And I tell you what, I find it to be dead on.
Oh, it is. I'll sit there when I'm eating my breakfast by the lake at home, and I just turn it on, and, you know, sometimes I get 20 species on it, you know, just right sitting there on my back porch. So it's cool. You know, I just, it's something to do. And then if you take a picture of a bird and put it on it, it'll identify the bird for you. You know, it's a nice app. I like it.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the thing that's frustrating, though, is you hear this weird sound and it tells you it's a yellow-eyed vireo, you know, but you can't see it. So I want to see it. You know, they ought to show you a picture of it. As
they get in that oak tree and they you can't see it. A lot of teapots and stuff, we call them. You know,
titmouse and all that kind of stuff, Carolina wrens and, you know. You know, the one that made a real good sound, I picked it up when I was turkey hunting, was the brown-headed cowbird. Have you ever heard
Lord.
Of
them? They eat my feet out of house and home, buddy. I have 50 of them, and they go, click, 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 click.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weird sound, but tell you what, that adds so much to a slow trip. You know, if you're hunting and you're sitting still, I guess, on a deer stand or when you're in the turkey woods or wherever.
Oh, yeah,
turn
great
that thing
for that.
On, just like you do, just go sit out in the woods someplace and turn it on, and, you know, adds a lot to bird watching.
When they got that first limpkin, I said, "Up and knows what a limpkin is." It should be in my area, though.
I wonder how much work went into doing that. You know, recording all of those.
Oh my God!
Identifying them, because a lot of them make a variety of sounds, and I've had it pick up some of these red cockaded woodpeckers, and they make a whole range of sounds.
Oh yeah!
But it picks
them
up every time.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, so many people are so passionate about birds and bird watching. I mean, they take the time to want to do that kind of stuff. It's interesting. I like to look at them. I'm not into it like I'm not marking down how many species I see and all, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, that birding is very big, not just here in Louisiana, because, you know, we're on the coast and we're one of the first landing and launching spots for a number of migrating species. But across the country, bird watching is one of the major outdoor activities. And for people that are just Merlin, Merlin, it's like the wizard, Merlin.
Yeah, the neotropicals will be coming in here shortly, too. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see some indigo bunnings and grosbeaks and all that. You know, we have 184 species here. I mean, that's the most of any quadrant in Louisiana. So you get to see a lot of birds down here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you do bird tours, too, don't you?
Yeah, I like to do those. The pressure is really off.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
you don't
true.
Have to worry about it's, catching a fish.
That's nothing. Right. You don't even have to do release because you're not even catching them. You just observe them.
An eco tour is just as good. You know, I mean, just, you know, teaching people about how the land works and how it goes away or builds or, you know, just, it's just, I like doing all that stuff.
I prefer my eco tour with a fishing pole or a shotgun at the same time. Double
I like
up.
Mine with a shotgun, too.
The all right.
Don't like that part.
504-5911, 559-5111, right? I got your phone number.
559.
559-5111. Yeah.
Well,
there's not
great.
Many phone
that's
numbers
it,
I memorize anymore because, you know, it's all in your cell phone now. It's all there. But I
yeah, that's
yours.
Right. That's right. Yeah. You never know when you might need me, buddy.
That's true. And that's a lot of the times. All right.
Yeah,
try to have a good time down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. You have a great day.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.